So on the bottom of Samech Ches Mabez, three lines from the bottom, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, Ulamai de Kamar Rabbi Eliezer, Nami Yamtiv Rishus. So Rabbi Eliezer, who said that Yamtiv is considered Rishus, that goes back to the Mishnah. We're trying to figure out whether a Shavus de Mitzvah could be Doche Yamtiv. So he's brought a raya from Yamtiv for a second. And he said, don't bring me raya from Yantif, because Yantif is a Rishus. So, according to that opinion, Rabbi Eliezer holds that Yantif is a Rishus. Islay Pircha, there still is a question. Ma Yantif shehitir bo mlach el shoshus. They permit a mlach of Rishus, which is that of Sudas Yantif, according to Rabbi Eliezer. But lo hitir shavus sheima, but does not permit a shavus for the purpose of a Suda. Shabbos shelo hitibo el mlacha shem mitzvah. Shabbos, the only thing that's permitted is that of a mitzvah, namely that of a Karban Pesach, that mitzvah, the mlacha is permitted. Eino din shelo tatir shavus shema. Is it not logical to say that you do not permit a shavus
for the Karban Pesach? Could you expand on this?
So let's go back for a second what the Mishnah was talking about, back and forth between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. The Mishnah taught us in Samech Chaim Rebeis, they wanted to know again, what's the halacha, the beginning of the Mishnah, what's the halacha if you're taking something from outside the tchum, or you're carrying an animal which is only going to be, since the animal is alive, it's only Isser Derbanan, or cutting off the yivelasa, cutting off the wart, which is also a shavus. The Tanakhama says that that was all Asr, you can't be Docha Shabbos. Rebbe Elazar came along and said, it is Docha Shabbos. And Rebbe Elazar brought a raya, he said, just like if Shechita, which is a malacha, can be Docha Shabbos, Shechita is a Pesach, and Shabbos could be docha, certainly the Shavus, any Derabanan should be docha Shabbos as well. And Rabbi Yeshua says, what do you mean? Look at Yantif. Yantif, we permit a malacha, you're allowed to do malachas for Ochel Nefesh, but you cannot do a Shavus. You cannot carry the food outside the Tchum, you may not bring a Shavus for the purposes of Yantif.
What is Shavus again?
Shavus is an Isser Derabanan on Shabbos.
Shavut?
Yeah.
Shavut.
Lashon Shabbos, resting, so Chum added their own rabbinic
Yisur. Like
yeah, Shechita is a deraisa, and it's permitted. So certain, shouldn't Shavuos be permitted? And Rabbi Yeshua says, what are you talking about? Look at Yantif. Yantif, we permit Malachas, which is deraisa, for Shechita, for Achilas Nefesh, and Bishul, but we do not permit Shavuos, which is only derabanan. So we see certain times that even though a Malacha is more severe, we permit a Malacha, not a Shavuos. And Rabbi Eliezer responded, what are you talking about? How can you bring me a raya from Yantif? Yantif is a Rishus. We're talking about a mitzvah. Comes to Rishus eating a Suda on Yantif. That's just, okay, so they limited what's permitted. They permitted Malacha, they didn't permit Shavuos. But we're talking about Karban Pesach, which is a mitzvah. Yantif's not a mitzvah. Pesach is a mitzvah. And for a mitzvah, we permit certainly a Shavuos as well. So Rabbi Yeshua responded, so that was the response of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer held that Suda's Yantif is only Rishus. Rabbi Yeshua thinks Suda's Yamtif is a mitzvah. Now on that, back to the Gemara. Where we go here a second?
So the whole machlokes between them is how it is not about Shavuos or not. It's about if Suda is Suda Yamtif is a mitzvah or a Rishus.
Exactly, and whether you then can use that as a proof,
right,
or not.
Right.
So Rabbi Yeshua says it's a mitzvah, and you could use that as a proof. And Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it's a Rishus, you can't prove anything,
right,
to...
But basically, the whole Bachlok is in the concept of the Suda itself.
Exactly.
Okay.
Fine. So now, the question is, Lemai Dekamer Rabbi Eliezer Nami, back to Gemara, Amar Ravashi, from the beginning again, Lemai Dekamer Rabbi Eliezer Nami, that he held B'yomtif Rishus, that Yomtif is only Rishus, and you can't bring Miriah to Shavuos of a mitzvah, you could still ask a question, Islei Pircha, as follows. You could still be... So what's the rejection? You can still reject. Hold on, let's think about this for a second. Let's look at Rashi Ishlei Pircha. He says, "Lemilsa de Amar Malachas Mitzvah Doche." Kol Shekein Shavuos de Mitzvah, right? That's what we said.
I understand. Yeah, yeah. Makes sense. The Kalachot. It's saying that in Yontov that they were Matir Melacha of Rishus, they did not allow Shavuos. He's turning around the Kalachomer on Shabbos that they on Shabbos that they didn't heter malacha shel only shel mitzvah. For sure that they shouldn't allow shvus. That's reshus.
Yeah. So who's saying this? Is Rabbi Yeshua asking Rabbi Eliezer now?
I think so.
So let's see. Yisrael Pircha Gemara says, Ma yomtiv shehitir bo malacha shereshus, lo hitir shvus shema. It's a yomtiv which malacha is permitted, but we don't. Again, according to Rabbi Eliezer,
he's turning around the kalachomer, I think.
So just like if we only permit a malacha reshus, but we don't permit shvus, sorry, malacha, we only permit on yomtiv, which is a reshus, we permit malacha, but we do not permit a reshus. Shabbos shelo hitir bo malacha, el malacha shemitzvah, we only permit a malacha shemitzvah. Eino din shlo tata shvus shema. So we shouldn't permit shvus. So this is a kasha and Reb Elazar. Reb Elazar said you permit when Pesach, when Erev Pesach falls down Shabbos, Reb Elazar permitted a shvus. We say Reb Elazar, according to your reasoning, you shouldn't be able to permit a shvus either. Because again, on Yontif, which you say is only reshus, you don't permit a shvus on that. So Shabbos, which you only permit a malacha shel mitzvah, we don't even permit a malacha shel reshus. Certainly, you shouldn't permit a shvus. Okay, that's the Kal Chomer. And Reb Elazar, Gemara says, Reb Eliezer, shvus to mitzvah adif lei. A shvus of a mitzvah is better than that of a shvus of a reshus. So you're right, even though on Yontif, which is only a reshus, I don't permit a I know reshus and shvus keep throwing off. Even though Yontif is only a reshus, and that's why we don't permit a shvus, you can't learn anything to Shabbos, because Shabbos, for the purpose of the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, then maybe a shvus would be permitted. There's a difference between a shvus of a reshus versus a shvus of a mitzvah. And Erev Pesach on Shabbos is a shvus to mitzvah, that would be dochen. Okay, that wasn't even the hard part yet. Okay.
So he holds that the shvus of a mitzvah is like it has the importance of the mitzvah itself. So you have more reason to allow it.
Exactly.
And not the other way around.
Right.
Okay.
So now says the Gemara, top line, Samach Tesam and Aleph, Tanya, Amar Rebbe Eliezer, Umali, so what am I going to respond? Im dachu machshir mitzvah shel acher shchita, as a Shabbos, di oz is avi lebi mitzvah, lo yitche machshir mitzvah shel afnei shchita sa Pesach. So Rebbe Eliezer says as follows, if we permit the shvusim that occur after shchita, which Rashi gives the examples of shel acher shchita, michoi krevav, though he said slicing the innards or pressing against them, which is only a shvus, so we permit that after the shchita. So certainly we should be able to permit the machshirim before the shchita. Why would you be mechalik? So again, there are a number of shvusim when it brings the erev on Shabbos in the Pesach. Yeah.
I understand the shvut thing.
So yeah, midaraisa we have 39 malachas which are aser. So now the Chacham came along and said, you know what, there are going to be certain things that are going to be aser also that we are going to create. Okay. So for example, a person can't climb a tree on Shabbos because he might crack one of the branches. A person can't ride a horse because he might take up a branch and start hitting the horse to go faster. Anytime a Chacham created their own aser, that's called a shivas. So they say as follows. So everybody agrees, you go back to the Mishnah, everybody agrees, after the Shechita, you're allowed to clean out the innards, you're allowed to Michoi Krevav, all these things which are Shavusim are permitted afterwards. So Rabbi Eliezer says, once you permit a Shavus after the Shechita, shouldn't you also be able to permit those that are before Shechita?
Only on Shabbos.
Only on Shabbos, right.
Should almost be even Kal V'chomer, because the Shavus before the Shechita allows you to do the mitzvah. Yeah. The one afterwards, so in a way, there's more reason to
allow. Well, it depends what. Well, and once you start the Shechita, so there's still an additional mitzvah of eating it, the ability to eat it and be makir, there's still additional mitzvahs.
Uh-huh.
So we'll see in a second while they'll reject this, but that's what he says. Why would you be mechalik from the shvusim that are before the shchita versus the shvusim thereafter? Therefore, he says everyone should permit all shvusim related to the shchita of Pesach.
And it's all in regard to shvus on Shabbos.
Correct.
Yeah, because we say shvus on Yom Tov, you cannot do.
There's no shvus on Yom Tov.
No, you're not allowed to. And the machlokes is because one says that it's that Yom Tov is a reshus, and the whole machlokes is yeah.
So says the Gemara now, what's the response? So Amar Lei Rabbi Akiva. Dama Dimali, Im Machshir Mitzvah Shel Acher Shchita Es HaShabbos. I understand why you could be Docha the Machshirim that are after Shchita. Sharei Doch Shchita Es HaShabbos. Because the Maisa Shchita already pushed off Shabbos. So we could continue the Maisa, continue the process with everything else to follow. But are you going to tell me, Tomar Yitru Machshir Mitzvah Shel Afnei Shchita Es HaShabbos Shel Lo Doch Shchita Es HaPesach? You're going to tell me things that came before, where we already haven't been Docha the Shabbos? It's a hard, you have to be magged a little bit better. But once Shechita started the process of being Docha Shabbos, everything to follow is allowed. Uh-huh. But if you never had a real true heter to be Docha Shabbos, so then still Isra Shabbos stands in its way. The Shmaisa Shechita permits everything that follows.
Because it's almost like part of it. Is that what it is?
I'm not sure if it's as part of it. It could be as part of it, but at the same time, one could tie into that.
What's the reasoning behind that?
So it might be that we have Shabbos stands in our way. So a Shavuos up against the Shabbos, the Shavuos cannot be Docha Shabbos. Because the Shavuos itself is not a mitzvah.
Right.
Shechita is based on Moada, we learn Shechita can be Docha Shabbos. That's a heter in the Torah to be Docha Shabbos.
Yeah, but you could say that you can do the rest of Motzei Shabbos. I mean, there has to be a specific
right,
reason.
So, but we can say once Shechitas Pesach comes on, it basically knocks down Shabbos. Shabbos doesn't exist, if you will.
Okay.
Once Shechitas Pesach does that, so everything's permitted that are related. But not necessarily because it has to be related somewhat, but I'm not sure if it's viewed as a continued
right.
Maisa.
Okay.
So then the Gemara says, Davar Acher, another reason why the Shvusim before Pesach are not Docha, but afterwards are, Shema Yimatze Zevach Psul, you might do a Shechita and find out that the Pesach is actually Pasul. What turns out is, L'mafreya, you started doing all the Shvusim, you carried the animal from outside the Tchum, you carried it on your shoulders, or it came from the Tchum, or you cut off the wart, and then you did a Shechita, to Pasul Shechita, and there was never a mitzvah, and then turns out, L'mafreya, retroactively, you were Mechal Shabbos. Mm-hmm. So Gemara says, if that's the Svara that we're concerned that might be a Pasul Shechita, Ihachi, Mishka Nami Lo Nishka, you should never do any Shechita on Shabbos. Shema Yimatzei Zevach Psul, Mimsi Mechal Shabbos L'mafreya. Your Maisha Shechita you did was a Pasul Shechita, it turned out it wasn't a mitzvah, and therefore it was a Chilal Shabbos.
Right.
So Ela Ha Amar Le Bereisha. You're right. Originally, he said this answer first. He first said the answer of Hashem Yimatzei Psul, and then Uparchia. They asked the question on it, so they threw that out. Then Vahadar. Then he said the other one Amar Le Hach Dimali Im Dachu. Then he said the other svara of no. I understand only the things that come after Shechita is Docha Shabbos because Shechita already is Docha Shabbos. But the things that come prior to the Karim Pesach will not be Docha Shabbos.
Does Rashi say anything about this mitzvah shelif neshkita about that, the reasoning or no?
No, I don't think so.
That's probably why carrying like the knife to a bris is not, you're not allowed, right? Like a bris, you're not allowed to carry the knife to the bris. Like
yeah,
the famous question, what happens if you forget the knife?
Right.
Because the stuff preparing, but then you're allowed to use the knife to cut. Why? Because maybe the same logic. Maybe.
Saying that beforehand, only things that are afterward, during the Maisa and afterwards are permitted, those are not. The Gemara is going to discuss Mila later on.
That isn't Rabbi
yeah, anything that you can do before Shabbos. Yeah.
So Rabbi Kiva's reasoning, I think, right? Rabbi Kiva says that, yeah.
No, Rabbi Kiva says anything that you can do before Shabbos.
Right, isn't that what he's saying, right?
No, I'm saying that
Machshirim. Oh, I feel Machshirim, you're saying. Right, I think we're on Shabbos, right? The Gemara is going to get back to the Bris Mila case, though.
Okay.
So then says the Gemara, so now this is really confusing. It gets harder and harder as we go on. So, Heishi Rabbi Kiva Ubamar Hazah Tochiach. So we have to look back in the Mishnah to see now Rabbi Kiva comes into the whole dialogue of the Mishnah. So up until now we've been discussing Rabbi Yeshua versus Rabbi Eliezer, whether Yontif is considered a mitzvah or rishus. Where is that page here? So says the Gemara now. Five lines from the bottom of Samech Hay Mud Beis. Heishir Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva comes in to respond now. V'amar haza tochiach shehi mishum mitzvah v'hi mishum shvus. Haza sprinkling of the mei chatas, the mei para, the efer para that would make someone tar from tumas meis. It's a mitzvah because it allows him to eat the karim pesach later. It's also a shvus because it's misakin kli, misakin gavra. It fixes the gavra, so it's a shvus. Of fixing something on Yontif, Shabbos rather. V'eino dochas Shabbos. We do not permit you to do Hazza on Shabbos. So even though it's a Shavuos to Mitzvah, it's not permitted. So Rabbi Kiva says, Af ata al titama al elu, don't be so bothered by these, that sh'af api shein mishum mitzvah v'hei mishum Shavuos lo yitchus Shabbos. So too, cutting off the ward, or bringing from that side the tchum, or carrying the animal, all those, even though the Shavuos to Mitzvah, it's not permitted. So now, Amar Le Rabbi Eliezer will continue the Mishnah because it's very relevant. Amar Le Rabbi Eliezer, Ve'aleh Anidon. This is my whole issue. Ma'im Shechita Shi Mishum Malacha Dochas Shabbos. Hazah she mishum shavus ain't din she docha shabbos. That's what I'm saying. I think even hazah should be docha shabbos.
So where does Rabbi Akiva get that hazah is not allowed?
That's exactly the point. He actually gets it from his Rabbi Eliezer.
But Rabbi Eliezer is telling him that no.
So right, he was going to tell us that Rabbi Eliezer forgot. He forgot some of his learning. Uh-huh. At this point, Rabbi Eliezer wants to say, no, hazah should be docha shabbos. So the Mishnah continues to say, Amar lo, Rabbi Kiva says, according to you, so ol chalf, let's switch everything around. Let's flip everything on its head now. Ma'im hazah, shehimishim shavus, eino docha shabbos. I know for sure, hazah is not docha shabbos. He knows that against Rabbi Eliezer. So I'm going to make a kal v'chomer. If shavus is not docha shabbos, let's make shchita, shehimishim melacha, eino din, shelo titcha shabbos. So shchita, which is a melacha, certainly should not be docha shabbos. So a lot of crazy things going on, and Rabbi Elazar says back to him, Amr lo Rabbi Elazar, Akiva, akarta mashi kosa b'torah, you uprooted what was written in the Torah. The Pasuk says, b'mo'ado bein b'chol b'mishabbos. So he says, the Pasuk says, mo'ado, you're supposed to do shechita, whether it's the ma'ochol, whether it's Shabbos, you're supposed to do shechita. How could you, Rabbi Akiva, come along and uproot shechita?
But he's just trying to make a point, Rabbi Akiva.
Exactly. He's trying to make a point that I'm not really saying a kal v'chomer. It's a nice way he's trying to tell his Rabbi Eliezer, right, that hazah is not docha Shabbos.
Right.
But he's not really making kal v'chomer. He's trying to say, to help him infer from this, oh, wait a second, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you can't make a kal v'chomer to hazah. Maybe hazah really is asur on Shabbos. Okay. So the Gemara says, now back to the Gemara, Samach Tesav and Aleph, at the two dats, Heishiv Rabbi Akiva v'amar hazah tochiyach v'chulei. So in Tanya, the Gemara brings a brisa, which has this dialogue as well. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, Akiva b'shchita heishiv tani, b'shchita te misaso. So you're asking me a kasha from shechita. You're trying to uproot shechita from this kal v'chomer that if hazah the shavus is not docha shabbos, then shechita, which is a malacha, also shouldn't be docha shabbos. Shechita teit misaso. You're going to be rejected from the shechita. You're wrong. You can't bring me a kasha from shechita because shechita certainly is permitted on Shabbos. So Amar lo Rebbe. Rebbe Kiva says, Rebbe, al tachbireini b'shas adin. Don't reprimand me during the shas adin while having this discussion here. This is what you taught me, actually. Hazah shvusi v'eino dochas Shabbos. You taught me this halacha, that hazah is not dochas Shabbos. How could you, Rabbi Eliezer, say that you're going to make a kal v'chomer, that if shechita is dochas Shabbos, which is a malacha, certainly shvus, certainly hazah is. So once Rabbi Kiva learned this from his Rabbi, v'chi ma'acher dehu agmare, once Rabbi Eliezer taught this to Rabbi Kiva, that hazah is not dochas Shabbos, my time of Kahadabe. Why did Rabbi Eliezer retract and try to say Hazah is Docha Shabbos? So Amar Ula, Rabbi Eliezer, Ki Agmere Hazah de Chuma. Agmere. De Chuma Gufa Lo Docha Shabbos. So Rabbi Eliezer, when he learned it, in terms of Hazah, in terms of Chuma, of allowing someone to eat Chuma, and that's something that's not Docha Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer, in our case of the Mishnah, was talking about Hazah of Tumas Mace. Of Kachim. When it comes to sprinkling a person from Tumas Mace, that's not Docha Shabbos for the purpose of eating Truma. But for the purposes of eating Pesach, maybe that would be permitted.
But Metaken is Midoraisa, right? This is a Shavuos.
Like Hafrashas Truma, you're saying?
No, I'm saying the Mechat.
It's only a Shavuos, exactly.
It's only a Shavuos.
Only a Shavuos.
Why? Because Metaken is not...
It's a Tikkun Gavra.
It's no one of
the... It's the same thing like Tevila going in the Mikvah. That would only be...
So he's saying basically that the Shavuos would apply to Truma because it's not... It doesn't... You can actually not eat it, but this is basically permitting the Korban Pesach, so it should be allowed to do it. That's the difference that he's making.
That
Hazah for Truma, it's not needed because there's other Truma that you can eat, but this actually is the one that allows you to make the Korban Pesach.
Exactly right. Rav Tosa says because you can eat that Truma the next day.
Right.
Korban Pesach, it's that day or not.
Okay, that's the difference. Okay.
So now Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva, Nami ki osve Hazah de Truma osve, shehi mishum mitzvah vehi mishum shavus. So when Rabbi Kiva said to him, Hazah is not Docha Shabbos, he was also referring to Hazah of Chuma. He says that Hazah is a Shavuos to Mitzvah of eating Chuma, and it's not Docha Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer thought when Rabbi Kiva said Hazah, he was referring to Hazah of Kachim. And that Rabbi Eliezer argued, no, Hazah of Kachim is Docha Shabbos. Rekiv says, no, I wasn't talking about Hazah of Kachim, I was talking about Hazah of Truma. Hazah of Truma, everyone was in agreement at this point, in Gemara at least, everyone's in agreement that Hazah of Truma is not Delcha Shabbos, but Hazah of Kachim is Delcha Shabbos. It was just a miscommunication.
But then the comment that Rabbi Akiva says in the Mishnah doesn't apply, because he's basically comparing Hazah to he's making a Kavah Chomer between Hazah and Shechita. So he's mixing up Truma with Shechita.
But his point is that the Shavuos of a mitzvah is not Docha Shabbos. He's saying, well, we'll then learn a Brig Raya from Shavuos of Kachim, which is Docha Shabbos.
Right, that doesn't make sense that it doesn't fit in the Mishnah, this Pshat.
Yeah, it's a good Kasha, and the Gemara is going to ask a different Kasha, which, you know, sometimes the Gemara asks one Kasha, but really two Kasha were relevant, so maybe for this reason also, the Gemara is going to reject this understanding. Okay, I told you this is very confusing.
Yeah.
So, and by the way, it gets harder. So, says the Gemara, Masiv Rabbah. Rabbah asks the following question. He quotes the Brisa. Heishi Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva responds, V'amar Hazas Tamei Meis Tochiach. He says, I'm going to bring you a raya from Hazas Tamei Meis. Shechal Shvi Shalol Yos B'Shabbos. If the seventh day falls out on Shabbos, Be'er Pesach Shei Mitzvah. And there's a mitzvah to bring the Karim Pesach. V'hi Mishim Shvus. It's still a Shvus the mitzvah. V'ein Odochas Shabbos. That's his raya. But it's clear from this statement of the Brisa, Elavadai Hazah the Pesach Agmere.
We just said that it does. That the Hazah of Tamei Meis does, only for Truma it doesn't.
So that's the Gemara's rejecting this. We thought originally Rabbi Kiva was referring to Hazah of Truma. Now Gemara can't be, because this Brisa clearly says he's referring to Hazah of Pesach.
Okay.
So that was a rejection. But now that we've established that Rabbi Kiva says no, Hazah the Pesach cannot be Docha Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, so once the Rabbi Elazar passed on to Rabbi Kiva the Masorah that Hazav Pesach is not Docha Shabbos, how could Rabbi Elazar come and suggest that maybe it should be Docha Shabbos? Hazav Kachim should be Docha Shabbos. So here the Gemara answers, Rabbi Elazar Gamre is Akerle. He forgot his learning. Also Rabbi Kiva Ladchure Gamre. He wanted to remind him, v'neim lebehed, just to tell him explicitly what the halacha was. Savra lav arach aret. It wasn't so appropriate. It wasn't derech eretz. It wasn't kavod harav. As an aside, we don't have too much time here, but the asker of Yosef, the number of places in Shash, of Yosef forgot his limud also. And the Gemara oftentimes, Rabbi Yosef, what are you talking about? Brisa says this. And they explicitly said to Rabbi Yosef that this was halacha. So why did Rabbi Kiva here only hint it? And elsewhere, it's actually said explicitly to Rabbi Yosef. So one could perhaps suggest that maybe they were wrong for the way they responded to Rabbi Yosef. They should have said it, Rabbi Kiva, with his Derech Eretz. But the answer I saw, I forget who says this already, that no. When someone, Rabbi Yosef, lost his learning from sickness he had.
Right.
Rabbi Eliezer just forgot it. He had so much learning. I think Rashi says he his mind became too much. I thought Rashi said that somewhere. Okay, I'm not sure where that is, but if he doesn't say it, he didn't forget it because of his learning, because of his sickness, he just learned too much, so that's a difference. When someone forgets something because of a disease or a sickness, so they want to be reminded, they actually want to be reminded what the halacha is, even explicitly. When someone forgets something just because he forgets something, he does not want to be reminded directly, he'd rather be hinted at. So that was the whole back and forth between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Kiva. What comes out is, sounds like Hazah of Truma and Hazah of Pesach is not Docha Shabbos. Now Gemara wants to know, why is Hazah not Docha Shabbos? This was the question we asked. What was the problem? So we already said Rashi in the Mishnah told us because Tikkun Gavrit fixes the person, it's a Shavuos. So Gemara says, V'Hazah my time alo Docha Shabbos. Why is it not Docha Shabbos? Michdi. Tiltel ba'almahu. All it is tiltel. It's muksa. So Titcho Shabbos Mishum Pesach. Be able to carry this thing, to move it for the purposes of Shabbos.
In a way, it's... If you would be able to do Hazah, then it wouldn't be mixed anymore.
So once it's saying once it's a tzorech for it, so there's no need for a dechi anymore.
It's almost like the chicken or the egg, meaning that if...
I hear that. So why would tilta be an issue? Well, maybe that's the point. It's saying if it's tiltal, so tilta's not a problem. Because once there's... You say it should be said a different language. It should
But then what's the have? I mean, if the whole thing is that you're allowed to do it, then you shouldn't even think about tiltul about it, because then there's no mukta. Maybe because for truma it's mukta then.
So he explains down here, it doesn't really mean tiltul mamish. It means it's just also mishum shvus of tikkun gavra. Like Rashi Shana Mishnah, it's tikkun gavra. It doesn't really mean tiltil as muksa we usually. It's just a shvus. It's a way of saying it's lav dafka tiltil. So there's an isser of tikkun gavra. So okay, fine. It's an isser shvus. It's an isser derbanim. But an isser derbanim can be docha for the purpose of Pesach. Well, what's the big deal? So there's a stronger concern. It's not simply an isser derbanim that they created. It's a chashash of a deraisa. It's not an actual deraisa, but it's a shema that you might take the waters of the mei para, the mei chatas, and end up carrying it in Rishus HaRabim, and that's the gzera deraisa, and that is enough reason to not allow it to be done on Shabbos, even for the purpose of a mitzvah. Okay. So says the Gemara, Ulu Rabbi Eliezer, Na'abre, so let it be, why not violate it, right? Because the ha, this is what Adam was saying before, the ha Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Machshir Mitzvah Dochen as a Shabbos. The Machshir, the preparations, can be Dochen as a Shabbos. So why not allow this to be, you're allowed to carry, you're allowed to violate a Malacha Deraisa, even though it's a Machshir Mitzvah, he permits all Machshir Mitzvah, even a Deraisa. So let him carry the Mechatas outside in Rosh Hashanah and Dal Amos. What's the big deal? You're allowed to do Machshirim even though it's Docha Nisa Deraisa. So Amri, so they respond. Now this is where it gets really confusing. Amri, Hani Mile Hecha de Gavra Gufe Chaze Virami Chiyuvala. It's only permitted when the actual person is able to perform the mitzvah and has an obligation to perform the mitzvah. This person who currently is Tameh, he's currently not allowed to perform the Pesach, right, you cannot be Docha the Shabbos for him. He has to be a person who's able to perform the mitzvah on him. So let's say the Bris Milah case, the child is 8 days old, so there's a Chiv, currently, right now, you can't perform the mitzvah, so all Machshim can be Docha for the purpose of this baby. But this person who stands Tameh, in his current state, he's not obligated to the mitzvah, so you cannot be Docha, even though the Machshim will make him into a Gavra who's Roi, right now he's not, and it cannot be Docha Shabbos. So again, Machshim is only permitted when he's Roi, he's Chai the mitzvah, not when he's not Chai yet.
Wouldn't it be easier to just have said that the Machshirim for the mitzvah itself are allowed than the ones that are not? It's the same thing, basically, right? I mean, what it's saying is that basically whatever is machshir to the Korban Pesach itself, you're allowed to. Whatever is a machshir to allow you to become
Roy,
then it's not.
It's a
different svara.
I'm not sure. It might be the same, even.
But I'm surprised the way it explains it. It would be just easier to say that whatever is a machshir to the mitzvah itself, you're allowed to. Whatever is not a directly machshir to the mitzvah itself, you're not allowed to. It's just putting gavra and the whole.
Right. And I hear it sounds like it's saying the same thing.
It sounds like it's the same thing, but in a different way. Okay.
I think so.
I heard a kasha once, according to Rabbi Yezer, that machshir mitzvah dochen and Shabbos. Why do we say that you can't blow the kiss shofar on Shabbos, Shema, Yavirani, Dalarans, Rosh Hashanah? According to Rabbi Eliezer, you should have a svar, and if you do, as Gemara says, you'd be okay with Machshir Mitzvah Dochen.
And certainly there would even be...
And by Lulav also.
Right.
You have a Gavra who's Chazi over there, and there's no problem. So, and we don't find anywhere Rabbi Eliezer argues on that concept of Shema, Yavirani, Dalarans, by Lulav and Shofar.
You heard that, Kashi.
Maybe he holds you good.
Says the Gemara now. So now we've established that the only time, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Machshir is Doche when the guy is right. So Amar Rabba Lidivre Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Eliezer's reasoning, Katan Bari, if a healthy child, Bechamin Lochamin. Lavroso, ulamulo b'Shabbos. You're able to warm up hot water before the bris in order to prepare him. Apparently the hot water, they'd bathe the baby in warm water to prepare him for the bris. That may be done on Shabbos. Deha chazi le'katan, because it's a healthy katan, he's able to perform the bris milah, so therefore all machshim are permitted. However, if it's katan cholif, he's a sick baby, he's not able to perform the bris milah. Ein machamim lochamim lavroso, ulamulo deha lo chazi le'. Even though the warm water will make him into a healthy baby, and then make him roy for the bris milah, currently, right now, he's not healthy enough to receive the bris milah, so you cannot be docha, you cannot warm water up on Shabbos for this purpose. So Amar Rava,
I'm sorry, this, yeah. This is a question or this is a...
No, this is just a conclusion regarding...
So he's basically saying this is a conclusion based on what we just said before.
Right, another application of this din.
Okay, good.
So, Amar Rava, vi barihu, if he's healthy, so lam li chomin lahavroso, so why do you have to warm water up for a healthy baby to make him healthier? He's already healthy. So, Ela Amar Rava, hakol cholin hein eitzel mila. So everyone's considered sick in regards to the mila. Echad katan bari, whether he's a healthier baby. Echad katan chola, whether he's a little sick, a weaker baby. Ein mechamin lochamin lahavroso lamola b'shabes dehal lochazi. Everyone agrees that prior to bathing, to washing the baby in warm water, the child is considered sick with respect to the bris mila, and therefore even Rabbi Eliezer will not permit warming the hot water on Shabbos because he's not a child that's roy for the mitzvah right now.
This is it, Bemet. Forbid me to wash the baby.
We don't do that. In the hospital, they do a lot of things to the baby right when it's born. So I assume those probably similar types of things, what was done then, what was done now, it makes the baby probably ready.
No, but I don't understand the concept. No. So you're saying that you cannot moil anybody ever?
No. The issue is, let's say you did not wash the baby before Shabbos in the warm water. The warm water apparently makes the baby ready.
Right.
So if you didn't do that before Shabbos...
So in the case of a healthy baby, let's say, you didn't do it.
So he says, the Gemara, even a healthy baby requires this process of warm water.
So if you have a healthy baby, you're not allowed to give him a bris mila on Shabbos.
If you didn't do this, wash it in warm water.
Even though he's healthy.
Yeah, because we're saying he's not healthy, because this is a necessity.
Bris mila, nobody's healthy.
Right.
But we don't hold like that.
He's saying there's such a thing as a healthy baby. That's really what he's saying.
Right. He's saying there's such a thing on the right.
7 years old.
But it sounds like if the baby was washed before Shabbos, certainly, of course, it's Tocha Shabbos. So says the Gemara now. This is the hardest part. The remainder of the Amud Beis. Eishive Abaye asks the following question. Orel Shalom Mal Anish Karis Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So an Orel doesn't get a Mila, gets a Chiv Karis. That's according to Rabbi Eliezer. Now, referring to the Chiyuv Karis of the Karban Pesach here. And Rashi says, Eisvei, the first wide line down, Eisvei Abai, Arel Gadol Shlomal Ere Pesach, Anush Karis, Bishvil Shahaya Roy Lisakin Mishay Shals Mizman Deshkitas Pesach, Ulamala, Velo Niskin, he had the ability to fix himself from 6 hours and on, and he didn't, so therefore he gets Karis. So Rashi points out, "V'lo dami l'tamei v'shaya derech v'choka she'en yichol n'sakin b'osu she'shos." Person who's tamei didn't have time to fix himself after the 6 hours. The bris mila takes just a few moments to fix yourself from someone who's tamei or someone who's far away couldn't make it after the 6 hour, after 12 o'clock in the afternoon. U'mekami hachi lo ram yachiva alayu. Before the 6 hour, there's no chiyuv pesach. This is actually a very important discussion. I'll mention in a moment. Alma afa gabdilo chazi. Even though right now, the Ariel currently, he's an Ariel. An Ariel cannot have the Karban Pesach. He's not Chazei. But still, Ram Yamitzraleh, he still has the obligation, even though he's not Roy, Heichad Evshel Mitzkan, when he's able to fix it. So if that's the case, Hazah, which should also be Docha Shabbos, the whole Mitzvah Ram Yaleh, Lisakin Lachach. So it sounds like from this Gemara that even though the person's not Roy, he's still Chayav to do the Mitzvah. Before we said, Rabbi Eliezer held that since the person's Tame right now, and he's not roi for the mitzvah, we cannot be doche machshir. An Ariel, who right now is not roi, the Gemara says, still there is a chiyah mitzvah on him. So I'll raise the point in the question this way. When a person is not roi for the mitzvah, is there still a chiyah on him? When he's not roi, is there a chiyah?
But what's trying to say about the Ariel, that you should be able to give him a bris mila on Shabbos, or no?
No, we're just saying, we're not talking about Shabbos, we're talking about, in this case, in regards to Karis.
So nothing to do with Shabbos.
No. Right, so when someone has a chiv to do Karban Pesach, there are two nafkaminas. If he's chiv to do it, one is he could be docha Shabbos, he should chiv karis. Right,
so you would say that if he wouldn't be roi to do Karban Pesach, he shouldn't be chiv karis because there's no chiv on him at all.
Exactly. But the Gemara says, even though he's not roi, because he's an aro, there still is a chiv. The real underlying point is there a chiv Pesach when a person is not roi? Again, before, when he was Tameh, when he wasn't Roy, we said there's no Chiv on a Tameh. But here we're saying, when he's not Roy, there is a Chiv. Now, again, the applications of the Chiv is different. The Chiv before we're talking about, if there was a Chiv, it will be Docha Shabbos. Here we're saying, if there's a Chiv, it will result in a Karis.
Yeah,
the same underlying the same point concept of there being a Chiv, there's just two Nafkaminas of being Chiv and Karban Pesach. Right. One Nafkamina being Chiv is being Docha Shabbos. The second half Kamina being Chayiv is getting a Chayiv Karis.
The Gemara is probably going to say this, but it's self-imposed. I mean, there's a difference between the two cases.
The well, the Gemara is going to be totally based on Sibor and Yachid issues. We'll see, which is very confusing.
Because the Tum is not his fault. The Aral is his fault. He could have given
himself. Right, so the Gemara is not going to answer. It's not based on his fault. Uh-huh. The Gemara is going to answer, which I'll say now. It's probably easier to say it outside than inside.
Right.
And we'll see it inside is that when it comes to Sibor being Rove, let's say Rove Sibor's Tame, we don't tell him to fix himself. Just do a Batuma, no need to matar yourselves. But if Rove Sibor are Arelim, we tell him to go fix yourselves, take care of the issue. So based on that difference, is that, and there's a connection of a Yachid to a Sibor. So whenever we find that Sibor, that we tell him, don't fix yourself, if you're Tame, it's okay, there's no, then by a Yachid, we also don't make them obligated in the mitzvah. But if there was a tzibur that were our railim, we say, you have to fix yourself. So if a yachid had an aral also, we also make them fix themselves, and therefore chayiv. But we'll see it inside the Gemara in just a moment.
So aral that didn't fix himself is karet because he didn't bring korban pesach.
Exactly.
So, but what is the case of somebody who would be aral while he need to bring korban pesach?
A lot of cases in the Gemara are maybe not so relevant and don't happen so
meaning,
often.
From what age you obligate to Korban Pesach.
Korban Pesach when you're 13.
Okay, so if somebody came to the age of 14 and he's still Arel for whatever reason, he knows if he's going to the Halacha, he knows that he needs to be Tahor, meaning to do Mila in order to bring Korban Pesach. So, and if not, he will get Karet.
So it very happened, you know, years ago, many people from Russia, a lot of Jews from Russia didn't have Bris Milas. They weren't allowed to have Bris Milas, and they came to America and Israel and they got Bris Milas when they were much older. So let's say a person like that came Erev Pesach, they landed in Yerushalayim and didn't have a chance to do Bris Milah.
Doesn't he have the chiyuv anyway, karis on him? Nothing to do with Pesach?
Right, now that's a different type of karis, ein hachanami. Yeah, ein hachanami.
So that's also a big difference in the two cases.
Ein hachanami, you're right. Question is, what are two karis? How two different creases work with each other? Can you have double karis? I hear that point also.
No, but again, maybe he was an oinus till the moment of Korban Pesach came.
Maybe he's an onus. I say he's saying he's an onus of a mila, or maybe turn.
Maybe he was sick and he just got better. Maybe he was all his life sick and he just got better at the moment where he can do Korban Pesach, and at the moment he can do. So he doesn't. He's not high of karis from a point of view that he wasn't moral because he was an onus. But now that he's not, I don't know.
The other answer would be the Rambam holds the chiyuv karis for bris mila only exists when he dies. When he dies without a bris mila, that's when the karis kicks in. Now the rabbi says no. Once he turns 13 without mila, he gets karis. Rambam says no. When you die without the mila, you get karis. So what's karis? Isn't karis death? So Rambam must hold karis is a chiyuv in Olam Haba in Shemayim. So if you die without a bris mila, then the karis kicks in, whatever that means. So then there was no chiyuv karis right now with the being an RL, but there's a chiyuv karis you get for missing the Korban Pesach. So again, the Gemara asks Esive again. Let's read this. Abai, RL shalom mal anush karis. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So we see that even though he's not roi for the Korban Pesach, he still is chayv in the Korban Pesach. But ha-ha-cha, the Gemara explains explicitly, the gavra gufei lochaz, the gavra himself is not roi for the mitzvah, yet the kosani anush karis. Alma Rami Chiv Aleh. So he has a Chiv even though he's not Roy. So the Gemara says as follows. Amar Rabba, Kesava Rabbi Eliezer, Ein Shochtin Vizorkin Al Tamei Sheretz. That we are not Zorik on someone who's Tamei Sheretz until he does a Tevila.
And even if you are Rael and you're preparing yourself, Erev Pesach, how can you be Makrif Korban Pesach? It's not
because
a simple
somebody
process.
Can do it for you too.
There's someone else is shechted, and one person does it on your behalf.
Oh, on your behalf. Okay.
So, what's this line saying? Ein shochtin v'zorkin al tamei sheretz. So, tamei sheretz, the din is, if somebody touches one of these shrutzim, one of these insects, bugs, he becomes tamei. But he's only tamei for one day. So, let's say he becomes tamei on Erev Pesach, he could go to the mikvah and still be tahor by that night. But let's say he hasn't gone to the mikvah just yet. So maybe you could shech the Pesach for him, even though he's tamei right now, and he'll go to the mikvah later on, and that night he'll be roi to eat it. Rabbi Eliezer hold, no. If he's not Tahor right now, if he's not Roy right now, then you cannot bring the Shechitas HaPesach on his behalf. So the Gemara is basically saying is that there's a difference between Tumah V'Tara versus the Arel case. Tumah V'Tara, even though a person will be Roy later on, it's never docha. You're never roi. If you're tummy right now, you're never considered roi, even though you might be roi in a few moments from now. But when it comes to RL, it's different. So why? What's the difference between tumah v'tara versus RL? So this is a confusing line here. V'chol she'ilu b'yachid nindcha b'tzibor. Whenever a yachid can be docha, whenever a yachid can be pushed off if he's a tameh, the person's tameh, Rov Tibur is performing the Karban Pesach B'Tara, he's a tameh, he gets pushed off to Pesach Sheni, then B'Tzibur of the Betuma. If a Tzibur was that same type of Tuma, then the entire Tzibur could do a Betuma. There's this correlation between a yachid and a Tzibur. When a yachid gets pushed off for being tameh, then if the old Tzibur was that same type of Tuma, they could perform it Betuma. And then the Gemara says further, V'chol Milsa the Isa b'tzibur Isa b'yachid, v'chal milsa the less of b'tzibur less of b'yachid. So anything that exists for tzibur, so then that exists for a yachid. Anything that doesn't exist for tzibur does not exist for a yachid. Let's read a little further before we clarify this. The ikulei tzibur arelim. If the entire tzibur were arelim, then ninhu arminalhu kumu malu nashaychu v'avdu. Pischa. We say to the entire Tzibur, if you are Reilim, everyone get a bris mila right now, take care of the issue, and bring the Karban Pesach. If that's the case, we have the correlation between a Tzibur and Yachid. Yachid nami aminan le kum mahil v'avid pischa. So we say the same thing to Yachid. You don't get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. You have to do the same thing as a Tzibur. So therefore, you have to get a bris mila. V'lo mahil, and if you don't get a bris mila, v'avid, and you v'lo mahil v'avid, anishkaris, you end up getting karis as well for not bringing the Karban Pesach. Now, tumah, however, di'ikul tzibur tumeim, if the entire tzibur is tumeim ninu, lo madin alai, we do not sprinkle the blood on them, we do not mitar them, ela avdi b'tumah, we tell them, you know what, just do it b'tumah. So, yachinami patur, therefore, yachid also, if a yachid was tumeim, we don't say you have to fix yourself to make yourself tahor, rather we say you're simply patur.
You're not patur, you have to do Pesach Sheni.
Well, you're patur from karis, at least.
Karis, right.
Karis, and you do Pesach Sheni. So that's the line, that's as far back and forth. Again, it's confusing, but I don't think we have time to even go deeper into that.
But the whole svara of Tuma and Arelus is the other way. It's basically that Hashem gave you the option to do Pesach Sheni, but He only gave you the option to do Pesach Sheni for a Tameh Meid.
Right.
So this we're going backwards on this svara, which is okay, but I'm saying the svara is simpler. You can say, well, you know what? In the case of Pesach Sheni, you don't have to be metar yourself because you're allowed to do Pesach Sheni. Because the only time that you're allowed to do Pesach Sheni is when you're tam emes on a yachid. But any other case, you have to fix yourself. Why do you have to go through all these complications?
Sorry.
Okay, we know that we have Pesach Sheni.
Right.
The only time you're allowed to do Pesach to be Mavir and Pesach Rish to Pesach Sheni is on Tmei Mes.
Okay.
It's the only exception, right? The only reason. So you could say it's very simple. You could say any time that you're Tmei Mes, then it's you're Nidche because there's Pesach Sheni. Any time that there is no Tmei Mes, like RL, you have to fix yourself because Hashem didn't give you an option to go to do Pesach Sheni.
And therefore, what are you saying? What's the kasha?
I'm saying that there is no kasha. I'm saying that it's obvious that then RL has to fix himself. Because otherwise, he has no option to do Pesach Sheni, so he's high of Karis. Or it's not...
I guess we're learning, how do we know... How do we know that's Talo on...
We're learning how do we know that an RL is high of Karis, a Filu... Right, okay.
I got here.
Okay, let's go on.
So it says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua L'Rava. Now, right, Pesach Sheni, the less of a Tzibur of Isa B'Yachid, but Pesach Sheni, which does not exist for a Tzibur cannot perform Pesach Sheni, yet we still allow a Yachid to do Pesach Sheni. So we see there's a difference between a Tzibur and a Yachid. Before we wanted to say there's a complete equation between a Tzibur and Yachid in regards to Karban Pesach, here we see there's a difference. Amalei, Shani Hasim, Deha Avilei Tzibur B'Risha. No. Since Pesach Sheni is very much connected to Pesach Rishon, and since Pesach Rishon that Tzibur did the Karban Pesach, so then there's a strong correlation between the two, so we could view it as Tzibur being Yotzei the Pesach Sheni. It's not Pesach Sheni is a completely mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, it's piggybacking off after the Tzibur, which performed it on Pesach Rishon. Okay, so ask the Gemara now.
You say Pesach Rishon is a Yachid and Pesach Sheni is a Tzibur? That's what the Gemara is saying.
Pesach Sheni, only Yechidim allowed to bring it. So we see that a Yachid is allowed to bring the Pesach Sheni, but not a Tzibur. So we see there is a disconnect between Tzibur and Yachid. And where it says, no, Pesach Sheni is not independent. Pesach Sheni is really just a continuation of Pesach Rishon. So once Pesach Rishon was brought with a Tzibur, so we view it as if a Tzibur brought Pesach Sheni also. Not that they actually did bring a Pesach Sheni, but a Tzibur still has Shaychus to Pesach Sheni, and that Pesach Sheni is just piggybacking off Pesach Rishon. Just give me one second. I just want to make sure if I can make this clear even. So maybe to say it this way, that whenever there is a chiyev on the tzibur, there's a chiyev on the yachid. So when the tzibur, let's say all the tzibur is tamei, there's no chiyev for them to fix themselves. So too for a yachid, there's no chiyev for them to fix themselves. And that's why there's no obligation in the Pesach.
On the same concept always,
right.
on Tumas Mes.
Right, but let's say when the entire tzibur are relim, there is a chiyev for them to fix themselves. So when there's a yachid, we say you have to fix yourself also. So once you have to fix yourself, we view them as a chiyuv. There's a current chiyuv of Pesach. So now that we're asked, what about Pesach Sheni? There's no chiyuv for a tzibur to do Pesach Sheni, but there is a chiyuv for a yachid to do Pesach Sheni. So we see there's a disconnect between the tzibur and a yachid. And that's the Gemara answer. No, it's different because since a tzibur did the Pesach Rishon, so that may Rashi is a better formulation.
Rashi says an interesting thing, that the old tzibur is doesn't bring the Rishon, then they couldn't bring the Sheni.
Yeah, that's another issue of if they're another type of Tuma, of a Rov Tzibur Tuma Zav or something.
Kaddish, no?
Well, the Gemara is going to actually discuss this later on, not today.
Uh-huh,
but
so the Rov Tzibur has it's Tuma Zav, then the individual is not allowed to bring Pesach Sheni. That's what Rashi is saying.
There's no Pesach coming Pesach that year.
It looks like it.
Yeah.
Isn't that the whole purpose of Pesach Sheni?
Right, but Gemara will discuss why that how there's this certain times it's possible that never Pesach may not have been brought that year. So now the Gemara says, "Meisive yachol lo yehi anish karis ela shayatara v'shalo hayab derech rechoka." One might think, who are the people who get karis? Somebody who was tower and didn't bring the karim Pesach, or somebody who was not far away. In other words, he was close. He could have made it to Yerushalayim without a problem. But he didn't. Maybe they're also the only two cases that person gets karis, because those are the examples of the mission of the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says someone who is derech rechoka, who's far away, someone is tamei, they get pushed off to Pesach Sheni, they get no karis. The implications are someone who was close, somebody who was tower, gets karis. So maybe only those two. So the Gemara says, however, Ariel, v'tamei sheretz, v'shar kol tameim, minayin. How do I know an Ariel? How do I know someone who's tamei sheretz or any other type of tumah, they would get karis also for not performing the karim Pesach? How do I know that? Tamalomer v'ha'ish, the pasuk says. V'ha'ish is an extra word coming to include other types of tumas, other types of psulim like the arel. Now the Gemara makes the following diak. Midikov mahadir atame sharetz. The fact that it's looking for a source to include that a tumas sharetz is going to be chayv karis. Kesavar must be that brisa holds ein shochtin zorkin atame sharetz. It must be that you're not allowed to shecht on a tumas sharetz. Because the e shochtin v'zorkin al tamei sheretz. If we were to permit somebody right now in Erev Pesach is tamei sheretz, and we permit you to shecht for them, because later on we know, you know, that right now they're tamei, later on they'll become tahor. So lamali lahaduri aleh. Why does the brayse have to search for a pasuk to include them that the chayv karis haynu tahor? That's a person who's tahor. Again, if you assume you're allowed to shecht for someone who's tamei sheretz, he's basically a person who's tahor. If he's a person who's tahor,
sure
it's pasha, he's chayv karis.
Right.
So it must be a case where we're holding that you're not allowed to shecht for a person who's tamei sheretz, because if you view him as being a tamei person, still nonetheless, he's going to be chayv karis. You need a pasuk to include, even though he's tamei, he's still chayv karis. Only tumas meis doesn't get chayv karis, but someone who's tumas sheretz will get a chayv karis. That's the underlying assumption here in this brisa. Alma, we see, afa gav, Delo Chaze, even though he's not fit, because right now he's a Tamei Sheretz, Ein Shochnin Tamei Sheretz, still Chiyuv Aleh, even though he's Chayiv, he's still Chayiv, even though there's no, even though he's not Roy, he's still Chayiv. V'afagav the lesser b'tzibor isa b'yachid. Even though this doesn't exist in the tzibor, the yachid is still obligated to fix himself.
Why later with tzibor? The tzibor also has to fix itself.
You know, if the entire tzibor is tumas sheretz, they do not have to fix himself.
They do.
Let's see how Rashi says this.
No, the opposite.
There, you see Rashi, two white lines down in Rashi, halfway through. V'afagav, second white line down halfway through the line. Afagav the tzibor ki agavna, meaning their tumas sheretz lo armina lehu zilu. Sorry, you see that? Two Y lines down Rashi, midway through V'afagav.
Okay.
V'afagav, the tzibor ki agavna, when the tzibor is to masheretz, lo armina lehu zil tuvli. We don't tell him to go be tovel. V'chem de yachid nitche tzibor of the betuma. Since a yachid who would be to masheretz gets pushed off to the Karban Pesach, sheni, so the tzibor is also permitted to do it while being to masheretz.
This is a question, because the halacha is not like this, I don't understand. This is a question that they're doing, or what? Because we know that it's only tumas mes that the tzibur is allowed to.
I think it's a discussion. The Gemara later on discusses other tumas as well, I believe, no?
Ah, okay.
I think so.
I was under the impression it's only tumas mes that we learned that the tzibur is allowed to do the tumah.
Yeah, I think we include other things as well. That I think based on this brisa here, that we say since other tumas would get pushed off to Pesach Sheni, that means b'tzibor they're allowed to perform it b'tumah as well.
Okay.
So we see here that even though the b'tzibor was tamei sheretz, we don't tell them to fix themselves. We tell the yachid who is tamei sheretz to fix himself. So why? We just said anything that tzibor we don't tell them to fix themselves. The yachid we also don't tell them to fix themselves. Here we do tell them to fix themselves. Tamei sheretz, fix yourself, or you're going to get kares. So El Amar Rava. Rava says, therefore, Kesava Rabbi Eliezer, shochtin v'zorkin at tamei sheretz. Really, Rabbi Eliezer holds, you're allowed to shecht, you're allowed to be zorik for a person who is tamei sheretz. V'hu adin l'tamei meis v'shri shelo. One's also allowed to shecht and zorik, only those for someone who's tamei meis and tamei sheretz. Those are all permitted. However, hazah lemai, why do you need to do the sprinkling though, la'achila, for the purpose of eating, and achila psachim lo ma'akve. So, even though somebody is tamei, Rabbi Elazar permits you to shecht for them and bizarik on their behalf and their yotzei mitzvah, but he says hazah, you can't do hazah, you can't do the sprinkling on Shabbos. He says because the sprinkling is simply for achila. And achila is not ma'akev the Karban Pesach mitzvah, and therefore becomes a shvus that's not for the purpose of a mitzvah.
Which a person who is part of a chavura and they don't eat, they're still yotze Karban Pesach.
Right. It's only you have to have.
Really? Wow.
It's just right. Rashi says it's supposed to be it's le mitzvah achilas psachim l'ma'akev v'hak dechsev ish l'fi achol. Doesn't say a person's supposed to eat it. That's le mitzvah, but it's not ma'akev the chi of Karban Pesach. You won't get karis because
you won't get karis.
Right. So that's what he says here. So that's why you could shecht and zorik for them, but the hazah you may not do for them, because that's the achila is not ma'akev the mitzvah. Okay, says the Gemara now. Amar lei Rav Ada bar Abba le Rava im kein nimta pesach nishchat shel olchav. Turns out is you're going to be shechting on behalf of a person who can't eat it because he's tamei, and you're not allowed to do that. You have to have a guest list of people who are able to eat it. This guy can't eat it. Amalei shalol achlav. What does shalol achlav mean? L'chol lezaken. Someone who's sick who can't eat it, or somebody who's too old. Delochazi. They're not roy. They can't physically eat the things. Aval hay mechzichazi tikunahu delo miskan. This person can't eat it. There's just something standing in its way. He's just missing the proper thing to fix him to allow him to eat it, permit him to eat it. But physically, he's able to eat it.
What couldn't they have just answered that he's part of a chabura and that there is
other people who can eat it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's right. I don't know why.
What do you mean unprepared? What does he need to do?
Sorry?
What do you mean unprepared?
It's hazah.
So then the Gemara quotes from Klal Amar Bekiva. Bekiva says as follows, that's the end of the Mishnah, that he says anything that's Ef Shalasos Merav Shabbos, You have to do Erev Shabbos. Anything that cannot be done Erev Shabbos, you can't do on Shabbos itself. That was the end of the Mishnah on Samach Vav Amud Aleph. Anything else extra to be done before Erev Shabbos cannot be Docha. Anything that may not be done Erev Shabbos can be Docha Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Halacha Rabbi Akiva, passing like Rabbi Akiva. Nami Gavi Mila, we have the same thing in regards to Mila, Kiya Gavna, Klal, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Kom Locha Shevsha, Lasosim Erev Shabbos, in Docha Shabbos. Anything that cannot be done Erev Shabbos, anything that can be done Erev Shabbos may not be done on Shabbos. Mila, she Yevshel Lasosim Erev Shabbos, Mila, you cannot do Erev Shabbos because the mitzvah is only on the eighth day on Shabbos. Haisa Docha Shabbos. Vamar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Halacha Rabbi Akiva, that's how he paskin. So why didn't he both statements in Psachim and in Mila? V'tzricha, Diashma Inan Gavi Pesach, Hasam Mitzvah, Hasam Dehu Machshir Mitzvah, Lodachi Shabbos, Mishim Dolo Nichusra Alash Shalosh Esra Bisos. Because Karim Pesach, although it has Karis, doesn't have the special din of 13 Brisos. We say that the Mitzvah of Bris is attached with 13 Brisos, 13 different treaties, covenants between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael.
When you say, what do you mean, Tricha what? Tricha that it's in both places.
Yeah, why repeat the Rabbi Kiva and the Halacha in both places? So maybe when it comes to Karim Pesach, maybe it should, even the mitzvah itself shouldn't be Docha Shabbos, because the Karim Pesach is not as important as the Bris Mila. Bris Mila has 13 Brisos attached to it. Aval Mila, the Nichsaleh, Shlosha Ser Brisos, Eimelidche. That makes sense why that would be Docha Shabbos. Viashmeinan Mila the Hasam who demachshir mitzvah ladachi Shabbos to lek kares Pesach dika kares ema lidche tricha. When it comes to Bris Mila, there's no kares attached to it. But when it comes to Pesach, there's a kares attached to it. So what do you mean? There's no kares attached to Bris Mila. Of course, it's kares. So it says exactly. Rashi says the lek kares libo bayom im yimol b'achar. The next day he does a Bris Mila, he's not going to get kares for this day. So the Tshuva Sholem Meshev says from this Rashi, it sounds like Rashi holds like the Rambam we mentioned before, that the Karis does not take place until when a person dies without a Bris Mila, then he gets Karis. As opposed to the Raya, which is right away when you're 13, you don't get a Bris Mila, you get Karis right then. So maybe we'll stop here. Mishnah tomorrow we'll do that together. Tomorrow. So that was hard. Every time I do this Gemara,
but we have, I still we don't have, we have 5 minutes.
It's Kedai, because Mishnah continues into Gemara. It's a pretty quick daf. It's a pretty easy daf.
I'm actually away till Monday.
Okay, we'll miss you.
Could you send me an email?